So this bolt of lightning shot across the universe and inspired me with the idea that we have to do a podcast. And that's what I wanted to tell you. We should do a podcast. Okay, bye.
I hit record.
Okay, so did I. Here we go. Everybody settle down. Well, welcome to Feature Creep, colon.
Built-in microwave, semicolon. Little gems for the people, number three.
Numero three.
And numero three.
We started this without doing any prep for our usual topics. I'm going to just throw out there that let's just chat a little bit about how we do colors of the day. I think we've talked about it before. It's been evolving, and maybe some plans to do new colors of the day. So we have, if you have listened to all of our podcasts, then this will not be a new story. But at some point we were incensed by the idea that a company could create a color of the year and have it be, have it have the impact that it did, which is to say, almost none, but lots of people talk about it like it's some canonical thing.
Like it represents some greater truth that we all subscribe to.
And so we did an early, there's an early podcast episode called, I think it's called Pantone Bullshit or something. It's early in our catalog. You'll definitely be able to find it. And the funny thing is, so we did this whole episode where we talked about what Pantone actually is, how they function as a middleman company, the services they purport to provide versus like how they are often viewed in the sort of like the darling of the sort of design world, and why we just kind of felt like a lot of it was kind of bullshit, especially the color of the year, because we felt that having a single color is a pointless endeavor, because the nature of the way the brain interprets visual information means that if everything was the same color, eventually your brain would interpret that as sort of gray. You're going to lose your ability to recognize that color. And so the only way to really appreciate a color of the day is to have multiple colors, or a color of the year is to have multiple colors, so that in the context, they can have more meaning.
They have to have a relationship for there to be any meaning.
Yeah. Also, to be clear, like, it's all bullshit. Like, whatever. Like, so what if you fucking put out two colors of the day, or 50 colors of the day, or 50 colors of the year, or the color of the century? Like,
You think it's bullshit?
Oh, sorry.
I work very hard on this.
So we came up with the idea of colors of the day. And originally, we would look up colors and have a research team and kind of put together two colors to sort of tack on as an ending segment for our podcasts. And then at some point, I wrote a website called objectcolor.com, where it generates two colors and assigns arbitrary names to them, which we enjoy, because naming a color, like, that's the other thing that Pantone does, right? Is it like it names these colors and claims sort of authority on the naming of colors. And, you know, naming colors is important in terms of communication, right? It's important to have a dialogue if we're working in a color realm. And I say, if I said to you that this color, uninterested bluff was the particular shade of pink that we were going to be using, for this project, it would be great for you to know, to be able to reference and have that same color without maybe having to see me in person or having the same reference. And this is ultimately the core business model, or in theory, the business model of Pantone. We don't need to get into the sort of that part of it. But so colors of the day. So we wrote this website that generates these colors of the day. And so we use that to generate our colors of the day for the end of the segment. And then we talk about them. And that's it. And that's the whole thing when we're done. No more to talk about. Just kidding.
Yep. That's it. That's it. Colors of the day.
Colors of the day. And so for instance, period. Yeah. So, when I say this color uninterested bluff, this sort of weird shade of pink. That's a color that this website generated, this color content generator came up with.
Yeah.
And uninterested bluff turns out to be, has an RGB value. So what an RGB value is it's a red, green, blue triplet, like three numbers, and they're usually 0 to 255, which indicates one can roughly think of like how much, like a percentage of the red, green, or blue values that are input are used to represent that color. So the RGB value for uninterested bluff is red of 250, so pretty much almost 100% red, green of 223, mm-hmm. which is a high percentage of green, and blue of 218, which is a, you know, 75% roughly blue, right? So what that ends up being is this sort of pinkish color. It's got a lot of red, it's got a little less green, and even a little less blue. And so you've got this very bright. So if everything, if red, green, and blue are all at 255 or 100%, then you have white. And so as you work your way down from there, you get darker colors. And since all of these values are pretty high, it's a very light color and it's a pink color. And you can see this color specifically by opening up your Googler and typing in the hexadecimal value for this color, which is you're going to type hashtag FADFDA. And so that's going to be hashtag Foxtrot Alpha Delta, Foxtrot Delta Alpha, FAD FDA, FAD FDA. Anyway, you type that in to Google.
Yeah.
It's going to show you this color on your phone or on your computer or whatever screen you're looking at.
And they're beautiful.
They are.
One is like the pink one, uninterested bluff. It's, we don't get pink colors very often.
No, no. This is a very interesting, unique combination that we've had.
And then the credible habit, which is the other one,
mm-hmm.
the turquoise color, the pink and the turquoise together are beautiful.
They really are. Yeah. It's a very good combination.
Like, I would totally decorate like a whole room in this color scheme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the credible habit is the RGB value for that is 2173192. So it's got very little red, a fair amount of green, 173, and quite a bit of blue, 192. And the hexadecimal value, again, you pop this into Google, is going to be hashtag 02AlphaDeltaCharlie0. That's hashtag 02ADC0. And you put those six letters and numbers in there right in front of a hashtag right after a hashtag in the Google, and you will see this color, this really beautiful sort of turquoise. This makes me think of like sort of diner ice cream ware, plates, yes. or spoon, I don't know, like this is the motif you would use in an ice cream parlor.
Yep. It's like the colors are kind of candy colors, but mm-hmm. not like super saturated. Like they're pastels. I would call both of these pastels, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, they're very like complementary to food, I think, mm-hmm. these colors. Like being around them. Like being around some colors makes me not hungry. Like the color yellow, I find it very unappetizing.
Yes.
But if I was in a place that had like stripes and mixed use of this blue and pink together, I'd be like, this is great. I'm in a candy store. This is like candy store colors.
Yeah. Yeah. I immediately thought of.
And that soft pink is like very ice creamy, like strawberry ice cream.
Whenever I hear the term appetizing or appetite, I think of, Peter draws in the bachelor pie when he says appetize yourself.
Yes.
And he takes a big dollop.
Appetize yourself.
Yeah. Of Cool
Whip.
Oh God,
so good.
Yeah, so funny.
Watch Peter Draws on YouTube. He's our favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. Super great. Super great. Just so funny and fun and entertaining and
creative. He's wildly creative. He's like prolific.
Just, yes.
Like creativity oozes out of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Nonstop creativity. We do these like colors of the day because we're like, who has an organization that's sole purpose is to come up with one fucking color of a year?
It's so pure. I love that.
Like, oh my God, do something.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
So we were like, fuck that shit. We could come up with two colors of the year. We could come up with two colors of the day.
Right? Right?
And we do.
Yeah.
You're experiencing it right now. Right now.
Right now.
So you can make your own. If you go to our website, you can make your own colors of the day. I mean, you can generate them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can go to objectcolor.com right now and you can generate these colors for yourself. We have some plans actually to update this. I'm kind of hoping this visit, when I make this visit out to to our North Coast branch.
Yes, the North Coast branch of FCBM.
Yeah, I'm hoping we'll be able to work on this a little bit. We've been thinking about trying to upgrade to doing like a whole palette set of colors. The interface for this, there's really just one button. You click it, says generate colors. There's some hidden features. If you click on the hexadecimal value, it will regenerate a new color while keeping the name the same. If you click on the name, it will regenerate the name while keeping the color the same for a given color. So you have some opportunity to kind of tweak what you get. But generally the idea is that you roll the dice and see what you get.
Take a chance
and then
see what happens.
And then the URL that's generated is unique. So you can email or text that URL to your friends and then they'll see the same colors. And that's how you are able to
share it.
Yeah, to share it. So this is a non-advertising website as well. So there's like no cookie tracking or anything. I mean, there shouldn't be. I haven't looked at this in a while, but we run this off the same server that we run the podcast. And we don't have any, there's no cookies. It's just some JavaScript and some backend services. So, there's no tracking.
It's kind of funny that,
Go ahead.
Right. It's kind of funny that the something like cookies has become this thing that we don't want to share.
It's funny. Yeah. It's funny because like the way cookies work.
We love cookies.
Yeah. Cookies are great. And the technical aspect of cookies is that like most things they've been co-opted by sort of there's cookies and then there's tracking cookies. Like there's ways to use cookies that are not nefarious, which is that like a cookie kind of stores a little bit of information in your browser that helps the website remember where you were. So like if you like, for instance, if colors of the day became or objectcolor.com became this like more complex system where you could like configure colors and things, we could use a cookie so that the next time you show up to the website, you start off from where you left. But that doesn't inherently imply that we're tracking. Like that's not personal private information or tracking information. That's just a user experience that is good. But I also, because you know the nature of this stuff, I'm just like, well, we don't need cookies. I just need you to show up and be able to make the colors you want and not have to.
Right.
You don't have to agree to anything because I'm not interested in who. I mean, I'm interested in who you are if you wish to share that with us. Speaking of which, you can email
us. You're just going to have to email us.
Yeah. If you want to, if you would like to engage with our podcast in a participatory way, you can email us. You can email Dana, D-A-N-A at fcbm.io. And she is the founder and CEO of this podcast, and she would be more than happy to direct your email to either Meg or Ned, depending on, or both of us, etc.
Yeah. Or just say hi to Dana or whatever.
Just express all of your disappointment in how much of a terror of a podcast situation she's created. So.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
that's all I got. Yeah.
That's all I got. This has been Little Gems for the People, number 3, Colors of the Day.
Colors of the Day. How we do it. Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Okay, bye.